You know, what we're seeing is the cycle of poverty. Kids growing up in poverty.
Superintendent Brett Apthorpe says a little more than 70% of Jamestown students live in poverty. The school district serves 5,100 students in pre-K through 12th grades. Apthorpe tells WBFO News impoverished students remain a major challenge.
You know, how do we successfully intervene and break the cycle of poverty? And that's more than just teaching kids how to read and write. It's also teaching kids financial literacy. It's teaching them the values of hard work. It's teaching them about a future, that any future is possible for them. So it is challenging, because it's also something that you just can't throw a switch at and make better.
Apthorpe noted in other parts of the country, some districts provide year-round education experiences for children at younger ages to successfully break the poverty cycle. It's a model he says they're considering. Apthorpe is anxiously awaiting to see how an appealed case will be reopened that declares there's a relationship between school funding and student achievement. Jamestown is one of the small city school districts in a long-time legal battle for more state aid.
The lower court saying they have to hear this case. This case is credibility. There is a relationship between school funding and student achievement. So now we're waiting on the lower court judge to see if they're going to order the state legislature to create a formula that's fair to schools. And for Jamestown, and it's almost $8 million.
Jamestown students return from their holiday break today. Apthorpe has just completed his first few months as the new leader. He was formerly the superintendent of the Frontier Central School District in Hamburg, but now he's back at home. Apthorpe grew up in the Chautauqua County town of Mayville. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.